Overton comes coast to coast. The layup up and in by Madison Beavers. She has both buckets for Overton here in this second quarter.
Today, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament featuring Overton, Centura, Spalding Academy, and the host Blue Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Jays no-look pass. Siskowski is open underneath, and his point-blank jumper is good. Siskowski makes it 16-13, and that's an 8-0 run by Ravenna.
After the Christmas break, it's time to get back to the hardwood as Overton battles Spalding Academy, and Ravenna takes on Centura. It's the Ravenna Holiday Tournament coming up next, but first, a new Tech Heat pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Ravenna.
Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. It's time for the fourth and final game of the opening day of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, as we get ready for the Ravenna and Centura boys contest. Let's take a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney. For Centura, number 1, 6-foot junior Michael Hansen. Number 3, 6-foot senior Nathan Lemberg. Number 20, 5'7 junior Grant Myers. Number 23, 5'10 senior Jacob Hickok. And number 50, 6'3 sophomore Travis Holcomb. Head coach is Dave Oman, assisted by Bill Brown and Thomas Yoakum. Centura, 1-6. For the undefeated 4-0 Ravenna Blue Jays, number 12 is a 5'10 junior Blake Cremosta. Number 20, a 6-foot senior Tom Siskowski. Number 25, 5'10 junior Kobe Shermer. Number 31, 5'11 freshman Jake Techmeyer. And number 40, 6'3 junior Brady Standage. Head coach is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Shermer, Randy Bassnett, Wayne Bach, and Brian Duncan. The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, and that's a short New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. As the ball is in the air and the opening tip will be controlled by Centura as our ball game is underway. Centura, they have played some pretty tough competition, just like Ravenna has. Let's see if they can score some points tonight. As they get it into the big fella, turnaround jumper is up. No good by Travis Holcomb, but an offensive rebound underneath goes back to Holcomb, and he'll put it up and in after Hickok got the offensive board, and Centura's on top by a score of 2-0. Most of our games have started off today with some pretty good offense. Let's see if that continues here. Looks like a box and one being put on here, and Centura is going to force the turnover as the pass that time by Kobe Shermer ends up in the hands of Nate Lemberg, and Ravenna turns it over on their opening possession. Already today, we have seen the Ravenna girls fall to Centura as Holcomb goes with a left-hand jumper this time. It's up and in. So Travis Holcomb gives Centura a 4-0 lead, and that's what every underdog needs. A good start, some positive vibes, and that's what they've got here. Kremosta to Siskowski down to the baseline. They'll get the ball to Shermer. Work it back out top to Blake Kremosta. Kremosta starts to drive to the right side, into the corner. He'll turn and hand it off. Back outside. Kremosta, pull-up jumper, drives from 12. No good. Backside rebound. Standage has it. Back up and in. Brady Standage with the offensive putback, and it's 4-2 in favor of Centura. Spalding Academy won the other boys' game today, 62-57 over Overton, both unbeaten. Centura down low to Holcomb again, but as he tries to get position on Standage, a walk. Overton won the first girls' game in overtime, beating Spalding Academy 60-54 in the boys' game. Spalding won at 62-57, and the Centura girls beat Ravenna 44-39. In other action today, North Platte St. Pat's swept Amherst, and the Kearney Catholic girls, no problem with Ogallala. The Kearney Catholic Ogallala boys are currently on ESPN 1460. Kremosta tries baseline, gets it to Siskowski. Inside, he is stuffed by Travis Holcomb. Ball to Michael Hansen. Hansen up the floor, kicks it in the corner for a three-pointer. It is no good by Grant Myers, and then Centura gets caught, pushing off for rebounding position. Officials right on top of that one again as Jacob Hickok with the foul. Now for Centura, they won their opening game of the year hitting a buzzer beater, a three to down Wood River. Then they've dropped six in a row. Their last one was overtime with Ord, but they've been a little banged up trying to recover from football season. This is Michael Hansen's first full game back for Centura. They've been without Holcomb a little bit as well in the middle, as Siskowski gives it to Standage underneath, and he'll score. So the big men have all the points. Standage has two buckets for Ravenna, and Holcomb has two buckets for Centura. As Ravenna puts the pressure on, Centura handles it. They break it, 3-on-2. Coming in with a left-handed layup, it is too strong by Hansen. The rebound brought down by Techmeyer. Techmeyer tries to go coast-to-coast, does, puts it off the window, and scores. It was 2-on-2, but the freshman Jake Techmeyer found a way to get the bucket in. And that's six in a row now by the Jays to take a 6-4 lead, 5-10 to go in the first quarter. Hansen gets it into the front court to Nate Lemberg, comes into the paint, pulls up from 10 and hits it. Coach Dave Owen telling us that when they shoot the ball well, they've given everybody problems, but there's a couple of games where they haven't, and that's where they have struggled getting into the 30-point range. Up top with it, Centurions looking at a three. Cremosta will fire it over the Centurions and nail it. So the first three-pointer of the ball game is nailed by Blake Cremosta, and Ravenna is up by a score of 9-6. 4:35 to go here in the first quarter. Lemberg in the back court, dribbles around the double team, throws over the top of it there to Myers. Myers a way downtown three. Grant Myers answers right back, and it's 9-9. It's a good game of horse we got going here. You can do it, so can I. Here's Techmeyer getting it over on the right wing, back up top to Cremosta. Siskowski sets the screen into the hands of Shermer. Kobe into the corner. Here's a three, Siskowski, it's good. So three straight threes by these two teams. They've all found the bottom of the net, and it's 12-9 Ravenna, and we're only midway through the opening quarter. Lemberg tries to stay out of that trap, but dribbles right into it. Just as he does, he gives it off to Hansen. Skip pass right side. Myers for three, and he's got another one. Grant Myers, the junior, is 2-for-2 from beyond the arc, and let's stay tied 12-12. This is just enough to keep Ed Cheesick awake during our ball game tonight. Ed, this is usually his nap time. As the three-pointer out there, Siskowski, no good, got his own rebound, and then as he starts to put it back up, he's going to be called for the walk. Good call. Siskowski got the rebound, and then he started to take the shot and stopped, and that's when they dinged him for it, and it looks like we've got our first timeout of the ball game. 3:27 to go here in the first quarter of play. Centura and Ravenna all tied up at 20 apiece.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Centura calls the timeout with 3:27 remaining here in the first quarter of play. 12-12, not 20-20, as I said before the break, 12-12. With 3:27 to go here in the first quarter, timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. And Centura will get the ball into Nathan Lemberg, working against the man-to-man defense of Tom Siskowski. Into the front court, he'll stop between the circles. Swing it over on the right side to Michael Hansen. Got to be careful that it is not poked away from behind. Still reaching as Cremosta knocked it away, but Hansen got it back, and Cremosta stayed with it and finally creates the turnover. And here comes Ravenna. Techmeyer between the legs, into the paint, left-handed runner, no good, but he's going to be fouled. Two shots coming up for Jake Techmeyer. Handles the ball really well on that drive, and he's going to get a chance to earn a couple of free throws here. Second foul of the ball game on the Centurions, the first on Michael Hansen. And the lefty Techmeyer will guide the first free throw up, and it rattles out. No good. College football earlier today in the Bell Helicopter Bowl, it was Navy 24, Middle Tennessee 6. Mississippi beat Georgia Tech 25-17 in the Music City Bowl. Oregon 10, Texas 7, 13.5 to go in the second quarter of the Alamo Bowl, Mac Brown's final game at Texas. Second free throw is good for Techmeyer. So he gets 1-2, and the Jays are back on top with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, 13-12. Hansen, careful, pushes off a little bit, kicks it over for a long three. That one is no good by Nate Lemberg. The rebound comes out long. There's a fight for it. We're going to get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Ravenna. Cremosta and Lemberg were battling for that with 2:43 to go. Now, putting the hand out, you can't push off. They called Casey Krolikowski for it in the girls' game a couple of times. Same officiating crew. So next time down the floor, Hanson's going to have to be careful because they will call it. Jays basketball, Dylan Huff is in. Over on the wing, Techmeyer tries a long three. It's no good. And on the rebound, we've got an over-the-back foul on Ravenna. And this will be the first foul of the game on the Blue Jays. At the 2:29 mark, more subs coming in. Shermer's back. Standage is back. And after a short run in there, Dylan Huff comes out. The foul, by the way, was called on Cody Eskridge, who was in there. Baseball pass to break the press. Pull up three. Myers fires and hits it. He's 3 for 3. Grant Myers, 3 for 3 from downtown. Centura up by 2. 15-13. Techmeyer, pull up three. Got it. Jake Techmeyer hits the third three of the first quarter for Ravenna. And they're back on top, 16-15. And then a turnover in the backcourt, but it was last touched by Ravenna. Just about came away with the steal. So pretty much like the first three games today, the first quarter has been pretty get after it. Not bad when these teams are playing their first competition since Christmas. Inbounds to Hanson. He's trapped. He throws it up for grabs. Hickok gets it into the front court. Myers dishes it off for Holcomb, but he walked. Right idea, but Myers took an extra half step, and that'll negate the Holcomb layup. Third turnover for Centura, and Ravenna will get the ball back with a minute 56 to go here in the first quarter of play, leading at 16-15 over Centura. And, yes, they've hit three threes on the Centura side, but so has Ravenna. They've got to be pleased with the start of this basketball game. Centura's played Parkview Christian, Central Catholic, Adams Central, Columbus Lakeview. Down low, Standage makes some room for himself on the low block, puts it up, no good. Holcomb got a little bit of that one from behind, and then a foul trying to pick up the loose ball on the Jays. And Centura will get the ball, and back into the ball game will be Cody Eskridge. The foul is on Brady Standage, his first. 16-15, Ravenna on top, minute 35 to go here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass to Hanson. To Hickok, he doesn't want it. Hot potatoes it over to Nate Lemberg. Back to Hickok. Out around midcourt as they're across the timeline. Spreading the floor here. Lob it into the corner to Myers. Into Holcomb against the double team. Techmeyer tipped it away from behind and gets the steal. Fourth turnover. Techmeyer down the middle of the floor. Swings it over to Siskowski. Pull up three in transition. It is good. And when Ravenna's hitting threes, they're almost unbeatable. It's 19-15. Ravenna now by 4. A minute to go here in the up-tempo first quarter of play. Lemberg through the double team, gets it in the corner. Myers for three, but he missed one. Hit his first three, missed that one. Rebound brought down by Techmeyer. Centura needs to get a stop here. Techmeyer forces it up. The ball goes out of bounds. The officials just let him go as he tried to sneak his way through the double team at the high post. He got tripped up, just threw it up, hoping for a call, didn't get it. And checking into the ball game now for Centura will be the freshman, Jose Guzman, with 45 seconds to go in quarter number one. And Guzman will dump it into Lemberg. Lemberg over the top to Hanson, three on three into the front court. Hanson, traffic behind, gets it into Holcomb. Holcomb bumped as he takes the turnaround jumper and scores. 6 points for Travis Holcomb, 19-17, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Ravenna balls Siskowski, swings it out, Cremosta, ball fake, nowhere to go. Myers with a good defense. Grant won't let him get a shot away. Over to Huff, into the corner they go. Siskowski dribbles it out of there. We're down to 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Back to Huff on the low block. Tried to get it to Standage, and Holcomb snuck around and intercepted the pass. 7 seconds, and the ball dribbled off the foot of Lemberg and out of bounds. He was trying to get around the double team and dribbled it off his foot. Ravenna's going to get the ball right back with 5.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter and a chance to score. Techmeyer to throw it in the front court. Jake throws it out to Siskowski, to Cremosta, over to Huff. They're not going to get a shot away. That's the end of the first quarter of play. It's Ravenna 19, Centura 17. You're listening to the Rena Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flashback to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games. So stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna. Happy holidays from all of us.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, ready for the second quarter. Centura will get the ball after playing a very competitive game in the first quarter with the undefeated Ravenna Blue Jays. 19-17 Ravenna. Myers with the ball, dumps it down in the right-hand corner, gets it there to Lemberg, works the baseline, backs up, puts it off the glass, and scores. Nate with his second bucket, and we are tied at 19. 9 for Myers, all on 3. 6 for Holcomb, 4 for Lemberg. That's the 19 points for Centura. No-look pass, Cremosta cutting in the lane, catches, lays it up, and scores. Blake now with 5 points for Ravenna. 6 for Suskowski and Techmeyer, 4 for Standage. Pressure in the backcourt. Ball knocked out of bounds by Shermer. Other first quarter numbers, turnovers, 5 for Centura, Ravenna, 3. Free throws, Ravenna 1 of 2, Centura didn't get to the line. 3-point shooting, Centura 3 of 6, Ravenna 4 of 6. Rebounds, 5 for Ravenna, 1 for Centura. And here comes Lemberg down the middle of the floor, going to go all the way, and then he missed the layup. He was going too strong. Rebound comes down to Standage, and he ends up on the ground. A foul will be called on Centura. Each team had 2 fouls in the first quarter. Foul will be called on Hickok. That'll be his second. 21-19. Early second quarter, 1 minute gone. Cremosta down the baseline, tries to force it into the paint. Ball knocked away. It's still fighting for it. Holcomb is able to steal it away, and here comes Centura, 2-on-2. Hansen in the right-hand wing to Myers. Myers is going to be fouled by Techmeyer. That'll be the first foul on Jake Techmeyer, third team foul on Ravenna. And Centura will take the ball out in front of the Ravenna bench. Lemberg to throw it in. He finds Hickok right back to Nate. Nate one-on-one with Cremosta on the weak side. Thinking about taking the drive, but instead pops it out to Hansen to set the offense against the Ravenna man-to-man. Hansen on the right wing. Picks his dribble up. Kicks it back out between the circles to Hickok. Don't forget the Nebraska Man Open Big Ten play against Iowa tomorrow night at 6 on the Breeze, 94.5. Force it into Holcomb, does a great job to catch it, and then a tough six-footer. Turnaround, leaner off the window and in. 8 points for Travis Holcomb, and we're tied at 21. 6:20 to go here in the second quarter. It's a box and one, it does appear, for Centura. Maybe a 1-2-2. It's definitely a different-looking defense here as they get it into Standage. Back out, Cremosta, open three, and it's good. They can't miss. Blake Cremosta with the first 2 Ravenna buckets here in the second quarter, and it's 24-21, the 5th 3 already of the game for the Blue Jays. Dribbling through the double-team, Lemberg. He'll throw it over to the right wing. Myers, quick 3, Grant, up and in. That's his spot. Grant Myers with his 4th 3-pointer to keep pace, 24-all. Here's Cremosta to Techmeyer, top of the circle. Left-hand dribble, working on Myers. Backs away and throws it over to Suskowski. Right back to Techmeyer. Left elbow, one-hand runner, tough shot. Sets on the front of the rim, no good. Standage, tip try, no good. And the rebound brought down by Nate Lemberg. Just their second board of this first quarter. First half, outlet pass, Holcomb. Holcomb underneath the hoop, lays it up. And in, Centura takes the lead, 26-24. Jay's ball, driving baseline. Here is Techmeyer. He gets underneath, and instead of taking the layup, he dishes it off for a layup. Siskowski, and he'll get the assist. Siskowski will get the bucket, tied at 26. Centura throws over the press again. Myers down to Holcomb. Ball knocked out of bounds. And a foul called. That's the right call. One official was just going to say it was out of bounds, but Holcomb was fouled hard by Blake Cremosta. That's his first and the team's fourth. Holcomb to shoot two, and the first one is good. 11 points now for the 6'3 sophomore in Travis Holcomb. 27-26 Centura. We still have 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Second free throw on the way, and it's in and out no good, but the rebound yanked down by Tom Siskowski. Into the front court come the Jays. Siskowski gives it over to Cremosta. Over on the wing, Techmeyer, his left-handed three, no good. Goes over the backboard, picked up by Dylan Huff. Try it again, Techmeyer, and this time the three is good. So Techmeyer, two attempts at it, got the second one to go. 29-27. Ravenna back on top by two as we exchange the lead back and forth. And Lemberg dribbles it off a foot, got it back. Now as he tries to step through the double team, a foul called on the Blue Jays. And Tom Siskowski trying to punch that basketball away will get his first personal foul, 15 foul on Ravenna. And into the ball game, Michael Hansen for Centura. 29-27 Centurions. They lead it by, have led by as many as four. The biggest lead either way is four. Lemberg to the high post, gives it to Hickok. Back to Lemberg. Swings it over to the right side to Hansen. Hansen to the top of the key, and in the game is McInturf. He'll take the 15-footer. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Eskrit. Ravenna wants to run, but Centura gets back defensively. Into the corner they go to Huff. Back out to Cremosta. Nate Lemberg leads this team at 17 points a game. Ravenna pretty balanced as there's a one-hand floater, no good. The follow try is up and in. Not sure if that was Eskrit that tipped it or if it was Cremosta. I'll put it down for Eskrit as the moment. And it's 31-27. So the lead now back up to four. Centura into the corner to Lemberg. Left-hand corner gets it into Holcomb. Spins. He's wide open, and he'll lay it over the front of the iron and in. Seven of the quarter, 13 in the game for Travis Holcomb. 31-29 Ravenna getting tested here in the opening round of their holiday tournament. Jays, no look into the corner, and they should have looked because Holcomb steps in front of the pass and makes the steal. Ravenna's fifth turnover of the game. Lemberg, jump stop, bounce pass beautifully underneath, and another layup for Holcomb. And we are tied at 31. Great bounce pass, and Holcomb having fun making layups right now. Jays with a basketball looking to regain the lead with 3 minutes to go in the half. 31 all. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Long three, Techmeyer. That one no good. Rebound brought down on the backside by Hickok. During our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, we will recap the day's activities, score updates. We'll talk with Centura girls coach Kathy Mettenbrink after their 44-39 win. Holcomb now triple teamed out to Hansen. Free throw line. The jumper is on the way. McInturf, no good. Holcomb offensive putback. Missed it that time. McInturf grabs it, and he'll score. So the big fellas keeping Centura in it, and that's 6 quick points, and the Centurions regain the lead 33-31. 2:20 to go here before the half. Here's Techmeyer and a hand check as he got around his defender. And the hand check foul on Nate Lemberg. His first. And the fourth team foul, and we've got multiple substitutions here. Jays look like they've got their original five back on the floor. Cremosta, Siskowski, Shermer, Techmeyer, and Standage. Techmeyer to throw it in, and he'll have to go to the outlet. And in fact, it goes all the way into the backcourt. Siskowski will go grab it. Trailing now by two, 33-31. Techmeyer got a look at a three, decides to put the ball on the floor and drive, then kick it out for a Cremosta three, and that's good. Blake with his third three, 8 and a quarter, 11 in the game, 34-33. Ravenna with the lead back. Centura has Hansen, Lemberg, Hickok, along with Myers and Holcomb, their original five out there. Now the Jays will bring Michael Bauer in and give Siskowski a breather. 2:01 to go here in the first half, 34-33, Ravenna by one. At the end of one, the Kearney Catholic boys have a 14-11 lead over Ogallala on ESPN, 14-60. Pass step through, Techmeyer got in front, and then they're going to say that Hansen, trying to reach over the top to slap it away, is going to get the foul. So the first turnover of the quarter for Centura, and Michael Hansen with his second foul. Team fouls are now even at five apiece. In for the Jays, Caleb Gross, a 6'1 sophomore, and Jose Guzman back in for Centura. 34-33 Ravenna, 1:45 and counting here in the first half. Siskowski re-enters for the Jays, swings it over to Cremosta. Skip pass, Techmeyer, left corner, takes a dribble, pulls up from 13, too strong. Long rebound comes out to Nate Lemberg. His second, only the sixth of the game for the Centurions. Lemberg around the defender. Myers another three in the corner and got it. The little guy is red hot. That's his fifth three. 36-34 Centura. Jay's ball back up top. They are shooting lights out here so far. Siskowski thought about a three, rotates it around Cremosta to Gross. Minute 10 to go. Caleb playing catch over here with Cremosta. Standage calling for the ball. Back over on the right wing, Eskrit, 1 minute to go in the half. Skip it left wing to Gross. Back up top, Cremosta. Over to Techmeyer on the right side of the key. Drives in, takes two big steps, and on the layup, he's fouled. And to the line to shoot two will be Jake Techmeyer. 36-34, Coach Paul Baronic called Techmeyer maybe the best freshman he's ever coached. And you know the lineage of athletes they've had here at Ravenna. The foul is called on Nathan Lemberg, his second. Techmeyer is one of two at the line, 9 points so far here in the first half. And the first free throw is dancing around and falls off. No good. Michael Hansen back in for Centura. Kobe Schirmer for Ravenna. Second free throw now coming up. And it is on the way by Techmeyer, and that one's right through there. 10th point for Jake. And it's 36-35 Centura. Boy, they would love to have the lead at halftime. They've got it by one right now. Into Myers, one dribble. His pass is kicked, so they'll have to throw it in again. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up next. Bowl updates, basketball score updates. Kathy Mettenbrink, Centura girls coach, will join us. Long pass Lemberg, gets it into Guzman, dribbles into the front court, 2-on-3, gets it to Holcomb, fadeaway jumper, and he got it to go. Loves that one-hand runner. And that is 11 in the quarter for Travis Holcomb, 38-35. Cremosta top of the key, three for the tie. It's no good. Holcomb battling for the rebound. He's got it. Then he clears a little space out, and then it's stolen away, and Standage will lay it up and in. Standage with the steal and the bucket, and it's 38-37. Centura with 20 seconds. Into the front court, they've got a 2-on-1, but they throw it away. And a rough way to end the half here for Centura. They had the ball at a 3-point lead. Now they're up one and they don't have the ball. Ravenna could actually get this lead into the halftime locker room. And Brady Standage will get it into Cremosta, who will trot it into the front court with 12 seconds to go and a half. Over to Techmeyer. Back to Cremosta, right side. Backdoor lob for Siskowski. Catches, comes down, goes up, missed the shot. Ball into the corner. Lemberg had it, and he got fouled. Or are they just going to call it out of bounds? No, they're actually going to call it out of bounds off of Centura. It happened right in front of the Centura fans. Coach Dave Oman says he had our guy all locked up. 2.5 seconds to go here. And Ravenna's going to get a chance from their baseline to get a shot away. Techmeyer to throw it in. Lobs it all the way out. Three by Schirmer. No good, and we are at halftime. And that is the end of the first half of play here at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And we've had four pretty good basketball games. And at the half, the score, Centura in the mini upset right now, leading the undefeated Ravenna Blue Jays 38-37. Let's put it in perspective from Centura's range here. Centura has had trouble scoring 38 points in a game. One, two, three, four times that they have not scored more than 39 points in a basketball game, and they've got 38 here in the first half. We'll take a break, and when we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this timeout.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all of your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, or your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Somewhat of a surprise here at the half in our final game of the day. The Centura boys lead it 38-37 over Ravenna. And we will take a look at the first half stats of that game in just a little bit. We also remind you that on ESPN 1460, it's the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Earlier today, the North Platte St. Pat's girls beat Amherst 56-26. Their boys beat Amherst 63-57. And the Kearney Catholic girls, no problem with Ogallala, 61-25. Here today, the first game went to the Overton girls, 60-54 in overtime against Spalding Academy. Then a battle of unbeaten boys teams. Spalding Academy won it 62-57. And in the girls game, it was Centura 44, Ravenna 39, and we're pleased to see Kathy Mettenbrink once again. Her girls improved to 4-4, getting a lot of basketball there in the month of December. And, Coach, was this one of your better games so far this season? It sure appeared so.
Well, I think we played four consistent quarters, and we shot the ball pretty well today. And, you know, I think a key for us today was, you know, I think anytime you play Ravenna, you're going to have a defensive battle. And I thought both, you know, I thought we did a great job defensively. Ashlyn Roth did a great job on Bassinet the entire game, and I thought that was a big key for us. But, you know, overall, I thought our defense did a great job, and, you know, kind of helps you out offensively, you know, when you have some defensive stops. So, and offensively, I thought we did a good job of executing. A problem we've had in the past or last few games is we didn't take care of the basketball, and I'm not quite for sure how many turnovers we had, but I thought we did a better job of that tonight.
Well, you forced Ravenna into 13 turnovers in the first half, and it, even though you were only up two, it really kind of seemed to rattle them a little bit.
Yeah, like I said, I thought, you know, we pressured the ball at the right times, and, you know, we had the kids that we wanted, you know, attacking the basket, and, you know, I thought we did a great job on that. There was a couple times that we probably didn't get a switch early enough, and we gave up a three, but, you know, I got to give the kids credit. You know, they came out and they played hard and they stayed with it and whatever, you know. A couple times things got a little shaky and, you know, they bounced back. They put a press on us and come back and got a layup on it. They didn't get rattled. So, you know, that's a credit to those kids.
Well, obviously, Casey Krolikowski, if she can get some shots to fall for you, she's doing some things that we see in the boys' game. Obviously, you've had some great athletes over there, but Casey, as a junior, has put in a lot of varsity time for you already in her career, and she had another good night tonight. I know she wants to make a few more free throws like the rest of the team, but she had a solid night tonight. And when there's trouble, you always seems to have at least one girl you can go to, and that seems to be Casey.
Well, Casey did a great job. She did a great job getting the offense going. She did a good job of attacking the basket, shots from outside. You know, she just continuously gets better, and, you know, she's starting to develop a little leadership on the court, which has been huge for us.
Annika Gleason got into some early foul trouble, but then when it got later in the game where she still only had two fouls, she seemed to get a little more comfortable inside. Her and Kuchera really were battling a lot without the basketball.
Yeah, those two kind of get in a pushing contest at times.
They know each other.
Yes, they do.
Well, you're setting it 4-4. Tomorrow you're going to take on an Overton team that likes to get up and down the floor. And when we were talking with Coach Losey, we kind of figured it would be a coin flip. If they played Ravenna, it was going to be an up-tempo style of basketball game. And not that you guys can't get up and down the floor, you don't want to see 60 points tomorrow unless it's on your side.
Yeah, that's right. That would be nice. I give us credit tonight on that, too. I thought, you know, Ravanna likes to push the ball, and we didn't really give him. You know, we did a good job getting back and making him setting our offense up. And, you know, we got to do the same thing tomorrow night. You know, Overton has a great number 12. I can't remember her name.
Edix, yeah.
Yeah, does an outstanding job. She is a great basketball player. So we're really going to have to contain her tomorrow night and let her have a big game.
Kathy, you've been through enough of these wars that when you've got, and again, it's not their only player, but obviously she's had 30 points or more three times this year. What kind of a game plan do you take when you know that there's that team that has one player like that?
Well, you know, we just got to, you know, talk on picks, and if she's, you know, getting through them, we got, you know, we'll probably stick Ashlyn Roth on her, who's my best defensive player. And, you know, the other kids, they got to help out when, you know, she's trailing or something. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We're going to try and put some defensive pressure on her and see if we can stop her, slow her down. We're not going to completely slop her, but we just can't let her have a big game on us.
Well, we've had some pretty good basketball games so far today. How about the boys right here? They're finally healthy, and it shows.
These, our boys are just shooting lights out right now. You know, and like you said, they got everybody back. They're kind of, you know, they went three or four games here where, you know, they missed a player or two, and they didn't have much depth at the beginning of the year. They're kind of getting everybody healthy, and that's, you know, helping their game.
All right, Kath, thanks for the time. Best of luck again tomorrow.
Thanks, Doug, for
you
the
bet.
Coverage.
You bet. Kathy Mettenbrink, head coach, the Centura girls. They win it today. 22 points from Casey Krolikowski and a 44-39 win over Ravenna. The Centura boys lead at 38-37 at the half, and we'll look at the numbers right after this.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for Pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn Pivot dealer around.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, Doug Duda taking a look at our first half stats. Let's run them down quickly for Ravenna. Blake Cremosta has 11 points, one rebound. Dylan Huff, a rebound. Tom Siskowski, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Jake Techmeyer, he leads the way with 10 points, 2 rebounds. Brady Standage, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Cody Eskert, 2 points and 2 rebounds. 19 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second. 37 points, 11 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. 3-point shooting, 7 of 13, and 4 turnovers for Ravenna. For Centura, Nate Lemberg has 4 points, 2 rebounds. Grant Myers has hit 5 threes. He's got 15 points. Jacob Hickok, 2 rebounds. Dylan McIntyre, 2 points and a rebound. And Travis Holcomb has 17 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 block shots. 17 points in the first quarter, 21 in the second. Centura has 38 points, 7 rebounds. At the free throw line, they are 1 out of 2. 3-point shooting, 5 out of 8, and 8 turnovers. Centura with the lead at the half, 38-37. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Brady Standage will get the ball to start the second half here. Standage will get it underneath, fight through a defender, and lay it up and in for his 8th point of the basketball game. And we're underway, 39-38 Ravenna. Pull-up jumper for 3. Hansen fires at the other end. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Techmeyer. Outlet pass Cremosta. They want to run. The numbers aren't there. Cremosta starts to take it out, then brings it back in to Siskowski, low block right side. Gets it back out. Techmeyer to Cremosta for three. That one is no good. And it goes over the backboard after it hit the back rim. So quickly, we are moving along here. And give credit to both teams for shooting well. As a fast break, Myers had to throw it up or he was going to lose it, then got his own rebound. He needs some help. Kicks it out to the trailing Lemberg, who drives. His layup rolls off the rim, no good. And then a fight for the loose ball. A foul will be called. It looks like the foul's on Centura. They definitely had their opportunities there and missed a couple right underneath the hoop. Ravenna thought they were going to get the ball both times, and it just slid through their hands. And that's the third foul on Jacob Hickok, who's got to be a little careful. Now, Hickok's in there for defensive purposes. He really doesn't do anything offensively. Doesn't look to shoot, just move the ball around. Overload on the left wing here for the Jays. They get it to Techmeyer, back out top Cremosta, weak side to Siskowski. Siskowski dribbles into the paint, jump stop, kicks it out to Cremosta, 12-footer, no good. Standage over the top, gets the rebound and scores. Brady with the offensive putback, he's got 10, 41-38. Ravenna gets the first two buckets from Standage to start the third quarter. Hanson up the floor, three players on him, gets it to Lemberg underneath, and the layup that time is good, 6 points. For Nate Lemberg, Centura really is moving the ball well. Into the front court, Techmeyer. There's a nice pass underneath, and Shermer's open for his first bucket of the ball game. Both teams moving the ball well. You don't see really Coach Oman or Coach Baranek. They've been in these wars for a long time. Neither one of them has really got upset or on their team yet. They know that both teams are making good plays to score. There haven't been a lot of mistakes. There have been some turnovers, but not a lot of times where you just got to stomp your foot or make a switch or call timeout. 43-40, Ravenna. Up top, Hickok. He drives, dishes it off the Holcomb. He lays it up, no good, but he was fouled by Standage. Brady with his second personal foul, first team foul of a half. And Holcomb is one of two at the line. He'll go to the line to shoot two. He had 17 of his team's 38 points in the first half of play. Let's take a look as we get ready for this free throw. Holcomb up, and it's short. In the Alamo Bowl, it's still Oregon 13, Texas 7, a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. In the Alamo Bowl, we'll look at some of the other scores from around the area in high school games in a minute. Second free throw, no good. Shermer saves it before it goes out of bounds for Ravenna. First board for Kobe. Cremosta runs the floor, throws it over Holcomb and scores. Blake Cremosta ran out of real estate and just threw it off the glass, and that's already 8 points here in the quarter for Ravenna. 13 of the game for Cremosta. Lemberg gets by two players, gets the foul on Standage, and he'll score. Once he got by two defenders, Standage wasn't expecting anybody to be in the paint, and Brady tried to get out of the way, and Lemberg just leaned into him and drew the contact, a chance for a three-point play, and that'll be the third foul on Standage. And the free throw is up, and it's no good by Lemberg. Rebound brought down by Kobe Shermer. 45-42, Jays by three. 5.5 to go, third quarter of play. Both teams shot the ball very well in the first half as Techmeyer works against the zone. Back up top to Cremosta, 3-2 zone look. Techmeyer on the left wing, now skips over the top to Cremosta. Starts to drive, stopped at the right elbow. Double team there. They'll reverse it to Techmeyer, pulls up for the three. Jake is no good that time. Rebound comes all the way out to Siskowski and a second chance underneath the Shermer. Shermer short jumper off the window and scores. Kobe with his second bucket here, and it's 47-42, and that's actually Ravenna's biggest lead of the game as they have started this second half on a 10-4 run and driving in and getting fouled and scoring Nate Lemberg. Again, he got fouled. The ball kind of left his hands in the air. He regained it and shoved it up and in. Lemberg with all 6 points in the quarter now for Centura. 10 in the game, and Standage just got his fourth foul. That's a big foul. Standage is going to be down for a while as Caleb Gross, the sophomore, will come in to take his place. Lemberg's free throw. It's good. So Lemberg completes the three-point play, and it's 47-45, Ravenna, by two. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter of play. Jays continue to move it around the perimeter. Looking for that cutter. Gross gets it into the corner to Shermer. Back out Gross. Now Cremosta off a couple of picks. Drops the ball and dribbles it back out to Siskowski. To the left elbow to Cremosta for three. Blake in and out, no good. Offensive rebound by Shermer. Tries to get it back out to Cremosta and a foul. Foul will be called. Some other scores from earlier today in girls action. Adams Central beat West Point Beamer 45-30. Milford downward 44-39. Norfolk Catholic over Aurora 48-27. As we said, Kearney Catholic thumped Ogallala 61-25. North Platte St. Pat's 56-26 over Amherst. Centura beat Ravenna 44-39. Overton beat Spalding Academy in overtime 60-54. Off the inbounds play, the Jays don't get anything going. Cody Eskrid has checked in. Driving is Techmeyer underneath the Shermer. Somehow got out of there. The ball's loose. It's going to go out of bounds. Ravenna turns it over. Centura wanted a walk called underneath. Eventually, they got the ball anyway. And a chance now to tie or even take the lead again. Boys basketball today. Aurora beat Norfolk Catholic 65-62. Grand Island beats Lincoln Northeast 64-57. St. Pat's beat Amherst 63-57. It was Spalding Academy downing Overton 62-57. Down low, they get it inside to Holcomb. Holcomb has the ball stripped out of his hands and a turnover. Centura gives it right back. At the other end, a shot by Siskowski, blocked by Lemberg. Jays get the loose ball. Techmeyer comes in with a left-hand runner. No good. And a jump ball between Hansen and Techmeyer. And the arrow points the way of Ravenna. And a timeout on the floor. No, it's going to be Centura ball. Centura ball with 3:36 to go here in the third quarter of play. We've had a battle this time out brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. It's Ravenna 47, Centura 45.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than a look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ravenna. 3:36 to go. Third quarter, 47-45, Ravenna boys lead Centura. And it will be Centura ball out of the timeout and the jump ball. Hickok to throw it in. And they'll get it to Lemberg. Original five starters on the floor for Centura. Hansen, Lemberg, Myers, Hickok, and Holcomb. And they have battled these undefeated Jays tough. Jays have been tested a couple times this year, but we'll see if Lemberg can get this shot in as he 360 pirouettes and does. Lemberg with all 9 points of the quarter here, and we are tied at 47. Five in a row there from Lemberg and Centura to knot it up again. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Shermer in the right-hand corner out to Techmeyer, skips it over to Siskowski and back to Kermosta, trying to keep that ball moving. Eskrid is in there at the post after Standage got his fourth foul. Try to force it to the paint. The ball stolen away. Myers comes out of there with it. Grant, 3-on-2, all the way to the rack, lays it up and in. Grant Myers, his first two-point bucket. He's got 17, and it's a 7-0 run as Techmeyer short arms one at the other end, and Lemberg will pick up the loose ball. Baseball pass up to Hickok. Hickok into Holcomb. Turnaround jumper from seven. He short-armed it. Hickok rebound. Back up, no good. Holcomb again. It's in. That might get a Ravenna timeout. They usually don't get beat up on the boards like that. And a 9-0 run by Centura. They're up by four. 51-47 equals their largest lead. Shermer in the left-hand corner as play continues with 2:10 to go in the third quarter of play. Working around to Kremosta. Left elbow, Siskowski. Back out, Techmeyer. Drop step drive. Back out, Siskowski. 4-3. Good. Siskowski buries his third three. He's got 11. 51-50, and we still have 10 minutes to go in the game. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Lemberg will walk it up. Ravenna's a little bit deeper than Centura, it would seem. So we'll see if conditioning becomes a factor. On the low post, they'll get it to Holcomb. He's double-teamed. Tough shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Kremosta. Long outlet pass. It's overthrown, and Centura will get the steal. That is the seventh turnover of the ball game, or let's see, eighth turnover of the ball game on Ravenna. And Centura's going to spread the floor here. Siskowski went for the steal, didn't get it, so Lemberg drives, put it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Eskrit. And the Jays will get the basketball back, trailing by one, a minute 10 to go, third quarter, here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Bolas, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we're getting in some tight strategy time here in quarter number three. Ravenna kind of holding the ball here. Cremosta with it in front of the bench, skips it over to Techmeyer. He'll take the long three, and it's no good. Rebound comes down, though, to Shermer. Kicks it out for another three. Cremosta, no good. Another rebound. Eskrit is fouled. Eskrit jumped in the air as if he was going to shoot it and then passed it off, but a foul was still called. And it looks like that is going to be the third on Nate Lemberg. So he's got 13. Holcomb's got 19. And Myers has 17. That's 49 of their 51 points. Ravenna basketball. Oh, they tried to get it to Techmeyer, and off the inbounds, it went through his hands. He was looking to shoot it before he caught it, and Ravenna turns it over for the fourth time in a quarter. 39 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Centura trying to pull the upset. They're three quarters of the way there, 51-50. They've got the lead. Gets it to Myers. Myers hasn't even had a look at a three-pointer here in this half after draining five in the first half. Over to Guzman, who's in. 25 seconds to go. Hansen down on the low block. Hickok spins, shoots his first shot out of the offensive set. No good. Holcomb rebound. Back up and in. Offensive put back for Travis Holcomb. 53-50, still 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Siskowski right-hand corner. Skip pass. Techmeyer back up top. They get it to Cremosta, a three on the way. It's off the iron, no good. Centura rebound, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. And your score, the Centura Centurions 53 and the Ravenna Blue Jays 50. We'll be back with more Ravenna Holiday Tournament basketball action in a minute here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirchner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They also offer rental on West Point manure spreaders. Kirchner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Ravenna rarely down on their home floor, but they are right now 53-50. Not a ton of scoring in that quarter. Teams are even in the turnover department at 9. 15 points for Centura, 13 points for Ravenna. And we will give you some updates here in just a little bit. Once again, though, free throws could be a factor. 1 of 4 in that quarter for Centura. Lob for Ravenna to start it. They get it inside to Siskowski, and Siskowski will lay it up. And in for Tom, he now has 13 points in the basketball game. Centura brings the ball up the floor. Looking for some help. They get it underneath Hickok. The ball knocked around, and the ball stolen away. 10th turnover, Centura. 53-52. Centura by one. Lemberg goes for the steal, dives on the ball. And did he get a timeout called, or was he laying out of bounds? Timeout called. A steal made. So each team turns it over on their opening possession here of quarter number four. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud too of the generations of great student athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
In
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. You very rarely can go to a holiday tournament and see four good games in a day, but that's what we've got. Every game has been contested into the fourth quarter. We've had an overtime game. Every game has been still up for grabs in the last minute, and this one could be as well. Right now, we're in the first minute of the fourth quarter, Centura 53, Ravenna 52 in our boys' contest. Three-point shooting kind of let Ravenna down last quarter. They were 1 of 6. They're 8 of 19 in the game. Centura's 5 of 9, all 5 made by Grant Myers. But he didn't even get a look at one in the third quarter of play. Ravenna man-to-man. Centura had to use that timeout to save the possession. They've got two remaining. Ravenna, according to my book, has not called a timeout. Hanson up top to Hickok. Off a couple of picks, Lemberg for the three, and it is no good. Long rebound. Lemberg tried to get it, but Shermer wins the battle. His fifth rebound of the half. Down to Cremosta, coast to coast. No good. Techmeyer somehow got the rebound there, and it'll be him going out to the wing, then driving. Left-handed scoop shot, and good. Techmeyer's first bucket of the second half. He's got a dozen, and Ravenna regains the lead. 54-53 with 6:25 to go in the game. Hanson brings the ball up the floor. He'd been out with a hand injury, his non-shooting hand, but he'd been out for quite a while. His first full game back. Hickok on the weak side, guarded by Techmeyer. They're trying to get it inside to Holcomb, who's got 21, to Lemberg, and Lemberg will be called for the travel. 21 for Holcomb, 17 for Myers, and 13 for Lemberg. For Ravenna, four players in double figures, 13 for Cremosta and Siskowski, 12 for Techmeyer, 10 for Standage. And now Ravenna's got the ball back. They've got the last two buckets here. In fact, they've got the first two of the quarters, and Turner didn't score in the first 2 minutes as they spread the floor looking to extend their one-point lead. 54-53, Sherman left-hand corner to Siskowski, back top of the circle. Cremosta skip past Techmeyer, three-pointer on the way. Jake way short. And the rebound brought down, then he steals it away. Techmeyer stole the lazy pass and lays it up and in. They didn't see him coming, and the ball's stolen away. And that is an easy deuce for Techmeyer. He's got 14, 56, 53, six in a row now for the Jays. Hickok at the top of the circle. Bounce pass over to Lemberg. Lemberg starts to move, and a hand check foul called on Jake Techmeyer, his second. That is the fourth team foul on Ravenna. Three have been called on Centura. Remember, Brady Standage is still on the bench with four fouls for Coach Paul Baronic, and he put him in there for a little bit. Now he's going to take him back out. And he's got Eskrit in there with Siskowski, Techmeyer, Shermer, and Cremosta. And for Centura, they've got Guzman in there right now, along with Hickok, Holcomb, Myers, and Hanson. Lemberg getting a breather. Guzman dishes underneath to Hickok, makes some room. Ball knocked out of there by Cremosta. They'll say a clean block underneath, and Ravenna gets the basketball into the front court. Dangerous time now. Centura needs to get a stop because Ravenna has put a little run on him here. Techmeyer in the right-hand corner, throws it to Cremosta. Wide open in the lane. His 9-foot leaner is good. 15 for Blake, and it is an 8-0 start to the fourth quarter for Ravenna. 58-53, tying their biggest lead. Hanson tries to make the pass. The ball deflected away off Myers and out of bounds. Centura with their third turnover here. And Lemberg has to get back in the game for Coach Dave Oman, a longtime coach who has made quite a few stops. Norfolk, Grand Island, Donovan Trumbull now trying to help the Centurions out. 4:40 to go in the game, and Ravenna is up 58-53. Spread the floor again. High post to Siskowski. Back out to Techmeyer. Looking for their biggest lead, Cremosta. Left-hand corner back to Techmeyer. Overload left side. Trying to get it into Standage. Driving in, Cremosta kicks it on the skip pass. Techmeyer to the free throw line. Circles it back out top. Playing keep away right now, Shermer getting it into Techmeyer on the low block. Spin move, turnaround jumper, hits the tough shot with the left hand. Techmeyer six of the quarter, and it's 60-53 in favor of Ravenna. Centura had not scored in the first 4 minutes of this quarter. Not what they were looking for after doing so well. Myers over to Lemberg. And Coach Dave Owens got to call a timeout. He didn't want to because now he only has one remaining. But with 3:51 to go in the basketball game, it is Ravenna. A 10-0 run to start the fourth quarter. They lead it 60-53 over Centura. We'll be right back.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games. So stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna. Happy holidays from all of us.
And welcome back to high school basketball, where we had three undefeated boys teams. Overton fell to Spalding Academy. Centura trying to knock off Ravenna, but right now Ravenna has been able to go on a 10-0 run. Biggest run of the game by either team, and now Centura's down seven. Lemberg drives, draws the foul. Oh, they wipe off the bucket. Tough call there. Centura had a chance at a three-point play. They say no, and that is the fifth foul on Ravenna, the second foul on Cody Eskrit. So Centura gets it in. Lemberg drives again. He puts it up. It spins out no good, and Eskrit is going to be called for the blocking foul. That was another one that could have went either way. So the one that did go in, they didn't count. The one that didn't go in, there will be two free throws for Nathan Lemberg. He is one out of two. 13 points, nine of those came in the third quarter. First free throw, in and out and back in. First point of the fourth quarter for Centura comes at the 3:38 mark. And they're only down six, 60-54. Second free throw, Lemberg up, no good. Rebound brought down by Standage. Brady gets it into the hands of Cremosta. Ravenna usually a pretty good free throw shooting team, so Centura doesn't want to have to whittle it down to the final 90 seconds and try and win it that way. But the Jays have been real patient here in the fourth quarter. They found some shots. They throw over the top to Cremosta. Bounce pass kicked by Lemberg out of bounds. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, coaches' interviews, a recap of the day. Other basketball going on, including Kearney Catholic's boys up at the half at last check over Ogallala 26-17. They're in the third quarter on ESPN 1460. Here is the pass into the paint. Kick it out to Siskowski. Now to Cremosta. Three-pointer won't go. Another offensive rebound. Shermer gets it inside to Standage. He'll be called for the walk. 11th turnover for Ravenna, but right now the Jays are getting plenty of second-chance opportunities. Eskrit in, Standage out. Again, Brady has four fouls, so Coach Paul Baronic doing a little offensive-defensive switching. Inbounds pass to Hansen, tries to push it into the front corner. Techmeyer from behind went for the steal, knocked it out of bounds. Centura will inbound it in front of their own bench. Hickok to throw it in. Tosses it into the backcourt to Michael Hansen. Hansen brings it across the timeline, man-to-man, guarded by Siskowski to Myers. Still looking for a three-point, even an attempt. And you know when he gets one, he's going to fire it quickly. Good bounce pass under up to Hickok, and the assist, Hansen. Jacob Hickok with his first bucket of the ball game. 60-56, Ravenna leads by four, 2:40 to go. And Cremosta with the ball on the left side of the key. Overload that side, throw it weak side. On the elbow, they'll get it to Shermer. Now into the corner to Siskowski, back to Cremosta. Into the high post, Shermer. He's going to take the 10-footer and bury it. 6 points all in the second half for Kobe Shermer. 62-56. As they get the ball in, Hanson to Hickok. Hickok again says, you're the guard. You carry this basketball. Hanson into the front court again. They go for the trap, throw over the top. The ball knocked away, and Ravenna steals it away. And then they can't control it. It's bounced out of bounds off Centura as Lemberg tried to get it back. Centura knew what was coming, just enough to get that double team, and they were going to throw over it. But Techmeyer came in and knocked it away. 2:02 to go. And Ravenna now in a comfortable spot. Not crazy, but they've got a six-point lead in the ball. And this is usually where the Jays shine. They know how to take care of the ball. Siskowski swings it to Schirmer. As the clock rolls, Centura has only one timeout remaining. Between the circles with it is Cremosta to Schirmer. Skip pass Siskowski. He's going to try a three, and it's good, and that might do it. Tom Siskowski with his fourth three of the game. He's got 16, 65-56, the biggest lead of the game with just a minute 30 to go. Up the floor, Hanson. Hanson kicks it off. Here's the jumper, Hickok. No good. Tries to follow it. Rebound brought down by Siskowski. And a minute 15 to go, and now Ravenna can just kill clock. They're going to make Centura foul with a minute 10 to go. Techmeyer over on the wing to Schirmer. Kobe dribbles into the paint, dishes it off to Cremosta. You don't want to foul him. Blake is fouled by Nate Lemberg. The ball actually kind of came loose. Deal for Centura is they've only got three fouls. They got to get after it. They've got to commit some fouls here. And so no free throws yet with 1 minute to go, and it looks like a timeout has been taken with 1 minute to go in the game. It's Ravenna 65, Centura 56. We're back after this. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
1 minute to go in the game, and Ravenna trying to salt this one away as the inbounds pass comes to Cremosta, and as he throws it into the front court to Standage, Centura has elected not to foul. They've got two to give. They're down nine. Lemberg went for the steal, and they're going to say that he did not get the steal. Instead, he is fouled out of the basketball game. Great effort today by Nate Lemberg. 14 points. Four rebounds, one block. He'll leave us with 48 seconds to go. That is the fifth team foul, so we're still not in the bonus. And checking in for Lemberg will be Guzman. Jose will check in. Centura's going to fall to 1-7. They'll play Overton tomorrow at 2:45. Ravenna's going to go to 5-0, and they're going to have their hands full with Spalding Academy, who's 7-0. On the season, that game tomorrow night at 6:15. They're all here on Classic Hits. Standage, top of the circle. Uses his dribble up. Gets it down to the backside. Schirmer's there. Shot is blocked from behind by Grant Myers. And the ball taken away by Holcomb. Travis gets rid of it to Hanson. 30 seconds to go. Hanson into the corner. Hickok tries the jumper. It comes up short. And then an intentional foul underneath the hoop is going to be called. Fighting for the loose basketball. And it looks like the intentional foul is going to be called on Ravenna. They say Siskowski shoved Hanson to the floor. So Siskowski called for the foul. That means two free throws for Hanson. The lefty puts it up. It is no good. He's not a shooter. He's still battling off that injury. Second free throw on the way. And it is no good. So he missed them both. Centerra still gets the ball. That's what happens on an intentional foul. But this one's over. 23 seconds to go in the game. 65-56. Ravenna with the lead. They've outscored Centerra 15-3 here in the fourth quarter. And Centerra to throw it in. Hickok gets it to Hansen. Hansen in the right-hand corner into Holcomb. Spins off the glass, and Travis will score. 23 in the game for Holcomb. 15 seconds to go. Cremosta in the backcourt. Centerra trying to play good, tight defense. And Ravenna wants to call timeout because they don't want to lose possession of the basketball. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We're down to 8 seconds to go in our basketball game. And really all Ravenna needs to do is get the ball in and not turn it over. We've got an update from Kearney Catholic. It is the Kearney Catholic boys 41 and Ogallala 29. That game at the end of the third quarter is currently on ESPN 1460. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, then let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Wishing you a happy new year. Just a little over 24 hours left in this year. They get it into Standage. He's holding the ball, gives it to Techmeyer. He'll hold it. Centerra won't foul, and that's the basketball game. Ravenna gets a heck of a test here tonight from Centerra. But the Jays on their home court with a strong fourth quarter do prevail 65 to 58 over the Centerra Centurions. We'll take a break and come back with the Bisco Sports postgame show, final stats, coaches' interviews, a recap of the day, and a whole lot more. Keep it here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor.
Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And our day of basketball is all over. Glad to have you back with us here at Ravenna, where we had four games that were very competitive and, for the most part, were very well played today. Credits to the coaches and the kids for coming out of the Christmas break. And now let's face it, they did get a few practices in for those teams that played on Friday and Saturday. They did get a few more practices in today, but they didn't look all that rusty. They came out, they played strong, and got the job done. And some good games today. Now, everybody got a win, too. Overton's girls, Spalding Academy boys, Centerra girls, and the Ravenna boys. And we've got all four games for you tomorrow here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. See you before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. You'll always be better equipped for the games you play, keeping our athletes and schools geared up for decades, and will continue to do so from their storefront location toward Bisco's Sports. 65-58, Ravenna gets the win over Centerra, and so Centerra will play tomorrow in the boys' consolation game against Overton at 2:45, a battle of unbeatens when Ravenna plays Spalding Academy tomorrow night in the championship at 6:15. We'll come back and look at the numbers after this timeout.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirchner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They also offer rental on West Point manure spreaders. Kirchner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
And we are back here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at some of the final stats of our final game of today. And we will start with the Centurions. They had three players score 54 of their 58 points. Michael Hansen just handled the ball. One rebound in the basketball game tonight, no points. Then you had Nathan Lemberg, 14 points, four rebounds, and a block. Grant Myers, 17 points, one rebound, one block. Jacob Hickok, 2 points, four rebounds. Dylan McInturf, 2 points, one rebound. And leading the way, the game's leading scorer was Travis Holcomb, 23 points, four rebounds, and two block shots. Seven rebounds in the first half, eight in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half and 2 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 5 of 8 in the first half, but we kind of mentioned at halftime that would probably change, and Ravenna changed their defense a little bit. Centura managed only 2 attempts in the second half and missed them both. Turnovers, not too bad. 8 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Centura had 38 points at halftime. They were limited to 20 in the second half, and the Centurions finished with 58 points, 15 rebounds, 3 out of 10 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from three-point land, 4 block shots, 13 turnovers. Centura plays strong, maybe one of their best efforts of the year, but they fall to 1-7. They'll play tomorrow against Overton at 2:45, and then after the holiday tournament, Centura will be home for games against the Sutton boys on the 7th and Gothenburg on the 11th. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Ravenna right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Back at the Misco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the final stats now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. 6 players scored. 4 of them were in double figures. Blake Cremosta, 15 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 block. Dylan Huff had a rebound. Tom Siskowski, 16 points, 4 rebounds. Kobe Schirmer, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Jake Techmeyer, 16 points, 5 rebounds. Brady Standage, 10 points, 5 rebounds. And I had Cody Eskert with 2 points, 4 rebounds. I'll be honest, somebody made a shot in the paint, and I wasn't sure if it was Cody, but I think it was. 11 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. free throw shooting. Ravenna didn't get to the line very much tonight. They were 2 of 4 in the first half of play. They didn't even shoot a free throw in the second half. Three-point shooting, 7 of 13 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers for the Jays, 5 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Ravenna had 37 points at halftime, trailing by 1. They get 28 in the second half, and they finish with 65 points, 27 rebounds. 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 9 out of 21 from three-point land. 11 turnovers. Ravenna stays unbeaten at 5-0 with a 65-58 win over a Centura ball club that came out and maybe played their best game of the season. Ravenna plays at 6:15 in the title game tomorrow against another undefeated team and somebody new on the horizon in Spalding Academy. And head coach Paul Baronic joins us here in the postgame show. And coach, Centura didn't just come out here to lay down.
No, you got to tip their hat to them. The boys for Centura came out and were confident and shooting the ball and handling the ball where we thought we would do some damage and turning them over. We did nothing. You know, our aggressiveness on defense in the trap or the press or whatever was stagnant or not even there. And then they just did a great job of finding Meyer in the corner. And, you know, teams do that to us where they'll sit a guy in the corner there and shoot a lot of threes. It's one thing to shoot him. It's another thing to make him. And, boy, did he tonight. And he made us look bad.
That changed in the second half. Well, what did you specifically do?
We just go to our man-to-man press then so we don't lose people. You know, the biggest thing that happened when we were in our zone press is that, you know, you had the guards splitting us, and then all we're done with, you know, one or two guys back, and they've got a guy deep corner, they got a post sitting there, and, you know, we're just kind of scrambling to hope that somebody misses it and we can go and run the other direction. But that didn't happen. Basically, we just changed our man-to-man press so we didn't lose people. And the boys did a nice job of adjusting to that for the Blue Jays.
Travis Holcomb was a load inside as well. They found a way to get him the basketball. Not a lot of rebounds in the game because both teams made a lot of shots. So it wasn't like Holcomb was getting a lot of offensive putbacks.
No, no. And then, you know, the ones he did miss, though, he seemed to be right around there and making some headway that way as far as, you know, just being around the rim and tipping it and keeping it alive. And that's the kind of things we try to preach to our guys. And you know, obviously not the best defensive effort by our guys, but luckily we shot well, and that's, you know, not really a staple of our team, but some guys are really stepping up and finding the groove and know who to find, and the right guys are shooting the right ones, and that's what I appreciate on offense.
Paul Baronic with us here in the Misco's postgame show. Paul, I guess one of the things about having this on Monday, this tournament has always been played the first day after the moratorium, so you guys actually had a chance to get some practice in for the first time in a decade, probably.
Right, and ever since we've done this, we've never had a practice, so that says a lot right there. We did a heck of a job, didn't we?
Well, it was entertaining.
The good news is I missed the first few days of practice because I got the influenza disease. I think it all started after I watched Anchorman 2. I just got sick after that, and I haven't recovered since. So, but Coach Shermer and Coach Bach and Coach Bassett all did a really good job of getting our guys ready. And, you know, we felt like our guys were pretty ready today at practice and a shoot around this morning and had a great attitude, great outlook. And for some reason, you know, when people come out and start dinging you a little bit, it's tough to stay in the game. And I give our guys credit there. We could have hung our heads and then it could have been disastrous. Luckily, it's just, you know, a bad taste.
You were balanced, and that's what you want. You guys were balanced today.
And we've been doing that all year, and I've got to credit our kids there again. You know, they just find guys wherever. You know, in the first half for Centura, it was 32 out of the 38 points were two guys. You know, and then, you know, it just became, you know, different guys had to step up for them, and they did. But, you know, our guys have been very balanced. I mean, I guess a couple things that stand out. You know, there's little Kobe Shermer who's 1 foot nothing and worthless, and he's in there just hanging around battling and making shots where he's not supposed to, and he's a staple of our team, and that fact that he just outworks people. You know, maybe God didn't give him enough athletic ability, but he gave him a lot of heart. So
yeah, that was my next and probably final question. When you got a game like this, something's got to spark it, something's got to change it, and Kobe was very quiet in the first half statistically.
Right.
All 6 points, all 6 rebounds
in
the second half.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's just got a knack for it, a nose, and just kind of the thing that you hope that a lot of players get. You know, there's kids that are gifted and don't do that part of it. You know, if we had some kids that with the ability that they have played as hard as Kobe and had the instincts of Kobe, they'd be world beaters. But, you know, for some reason, the switch doesn't go off. And, you know, we try to to fester that or foster it or whatever you want to say there. And we make sure that we, you know, want to get the best ability out of every player. And for the most part, you know, our guys do a good job with that. But if some guys could figure that out and how Kobe plays, they'd be world beaters.
Well, I know a lot of people want to enjoy New Year's Eve, but before, the way to do it is get your meal, be here to watch some basketball tomorrow, pick your game. But the 6:15 game, this Spalding Academy team is for real.
Oh, they're amazing.
What do you think? Come back quickly tomorrow.
You know, one thing that stands out is how do you stop their, you know, dribble drive offense. They're so good at it, and that scares me to death because we're not good at stopping the drive. Obviously, now you saw that. And post presence, you know, number 22 for them inside does a bang-up job around the garbage end. And so they've got a lot of elements that are good. They got guard-oriented guys. Number 10 can shoot the tar out of it, you know, and when he's capable and doing it. Today he didn't shoot it as well as normal, but he sure is capable. And but they're so efficient on their offense and how to pitch it and how to read the defense and when to drive and when not to drive and when to hand off and then the post pass, and then all of a sudden you don't even know what to hit you. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge, and they're very good. And we played them this summer, actually, and they actually pressed better than us. They hit the offensive glass better than us. They ran the floor better than us. They did everything that we normally do on the Blue Jay team better than us. And, you know, they're just so efficient that way. So it's going to be a tough game for us, yes.
Should be a great championship. Paul, we'll let you go get some rest and work on your X's and O's. And best of luck tomorrow, as
all
always,
right.
Buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
That's Paul Baronic,
head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays. They come back in the fourth quarter, outscoring Centura 15-5 to win it 65-58. We'll wrap things up on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Caro after this timeout.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, it's been a good day of basketball all around. If you were here for all four, or if you just listened to all four here on Classic Hits, we had some good basketball games. We want to thank Athletic Director Paul Anderson and all the sponsors for allowing us to be here. We're back tomorrow, same schedule, 1:00, girls' consolation, Spalding Academy will play Ravenna. The boys' consolation at 2:45, Centura will take on Overton. The girls' championship at 4:30, Centura will take on Overton. And then it is the boys' championship game between Ravenna and Spalding Academy at 6:15. Again, on ESPN 1460, four more games going on in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. It looks like the Kearney Catholic boys are about ready to wrap up a win there over Ogallala. So earlier today, it was St. Pat's sweeping Amherst, 56-26 of the girls, 63-57 of the boys. And then in the late games, Kearney Catholic sweeping Ogallala, 61-25 of the girls. And not a final yet, but they were ahead by double digits in the fourth quarter in the boys' game. So tomorrow at 11:30, the girls' consolation, Amherst and Ogallala. Then the Amherst boys will play Ogallala in the boys' consolation. Then the championship games, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Kearney Catholic, also on ESPN and of course, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up on ESPN Radio, it is college football. The second half of the Alamo Bowl is still going on. It is Oregon 23 and Texas 7 with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. That'll be followed by Arizona State and Texas Tech. That's in the Holiday Bowl following the Alamo Bowl. Earlier today, Mississippi beat Georgia Tech 25-17 in the Music City Bowl, and Navy beat Middle Tennessee in the Bell Helicopter Bowl 24-6. Want to thank our producer engineers for the day, Grant Sparks and Stacy Johns. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, keeping you geared up for the games for years. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you shop Misco Sports. Game one today, 60-54, Overton's girls in overtime beat Spalding. Spalding Academy, 33 points from Kinsey Enix. Spalding was led by Megan Berger with 21 points and 17 rebounds. In the battle of unbeaten boys teams, Spalding Academy, 62-57 over Overton. 18 points for Brock McKay, 15 points, 8 rebounds, Brandon Stevens, 10 points, 9 rebounds for Joe Glaser. On the other side, Overton got 18 from Joel Schaefer, 15 points, 9 boards, Tanner Ryan, Caleb Eklund, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 7 blocks. Centura girls, 44-39 over Ravenna. Casey Kolakowski led the way with 22 points. Amy Johnson had 13, and Kaylin Bassnett, 11 for Ravenna. And again, Ravenna rallies in the fourth quarter to win the boys' game. 16 for Jake Techmeyer and Tom Siskowski, 15 for Blake Cremosta, 10 for Brady Standage. For Centura, 23 from Travis Holcomb, 17 from Grant Myers, 14 from Nathan Lemberg. The final, Ravenna 65, Centura 58. Thanks for listening to high school basketball. We'll do it again on the final day of 2013, New Year's Eve tomorrow, here on Classic Hits. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great night.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad...